got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, asking you to hold us to our word when we say home ownership is within your reach. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you can dial it the hard way at 855-487-3224. You can also visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. You know, we're not fooling around when we say this year can be the year you become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call the folks at REACH and let them do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, Vince Larkins joins us with the latest information about affordable housing and his efforts to put an end to discrimination in the real estate marketplace. And then REACH Radio recalls the Community Reinvestment Act and how that piece of legislation changed the housing industry. Then we'll share some personal success stories with real people who have received real help from the stories. Their stories are coming up later on in the show. And, of course, REACH Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. So right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest headlines. Brought to you by REACH. Oh, not yet. Hang on. Okay. I have to tell you something. You know, these things are brought to you by reachforhousing.org.
That is important.
They're your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, the voice of wisdom and the full-time news producer, Steve Cody. What do you got for us, Steve?
Thank you, Alan. Interesting news today. Utah has quietly reduced homelessness by 78%, and they're on track to end homelessness by 2015. How did they do it? They say they solved the problem by giving people homes. You're going to love this story. This is coming up at the bottom of the hour. An estimated 44,000 homeowners received permanent loan modifications from mortgage servicers in the month of November under both the proprietary servicer programs and the government's Home Affordable Modification Program, or HAMP. Mortgage rates may be rising, but the housing market doesn't seem to mind. In fact, several indicators have improved alongside rising rates. South Florida's rebounding condo market is showing no signs of slowing down. As a matter of fact, as the boom-era inventory dwindles in South Florida, the market is witnessing a push for new condo construction. I have details of those and other stories for you coming up at 12:30 here on REACH Radio News.
Ooh, thank you very much. When we return, our first guest will tell us how his organization is keeping an eye on discrimination in the housing marketplace. And later on the show, real stories from real REACH clients. So stay with us. REACH Radio is sitting in the railroad station with a ticket for our destination.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to tell you about the all-new Reach membership program. If you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you know, you must complete a selected HUD-approved training course in order to qualify. They say that membership has its advantages, and they are right. Now Reach has a special membership program that will save you time and money during the home buying process. Here's a list of the valuable courses that you need and are included in the annual membership program. There is a foreclosure and modification counseling class, post-modification counseling. There's a six-hour first-time homebuyers workshop. You know, that's a $35 value. There's 2 hours of one-on-one counseling. How valuable can that be? And it's a $25 value. There's a one-hour back-to-work education, another $35 value. A one-hour mortgage products training program that covers FHA, VA, conventional, and hybrid reverse mortgage loans. And that's a $35 value. Post-purchase and home repair training, $35 value. A one-hour budgeting class, a $35 value. And a one-hour class on landlord law, yet another $35 value. And a one-hour fair housing class. Plus, you get two free credit checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational homebuyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering our Reach Radio listeners the Reach membership program for only $99. You heard it right, $99. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach Radio Reach today and tell them that you want to sign up for this Reach membership program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. They are HUD-approved programs, absolutely necessary for you to qualify for the home ownership programs. The information gained by attending these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing that home that you've been waiting for. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So, what are you waiting for? Call to enroll today. The number, 855-48-REACH, 855-847-3224. And remember, press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And that's the most important news we'll bring to you today. And now, our first guest is the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of Palm Beaches. He's like the vacuum cleaner of evildoers and has filed several discrimination suits in the federal and local courts in the name of equality. Vince Larkins, are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Alan? Hey. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate your call.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So, you know, we've spoken with you many times about the suits that you filed, and of course we always use the word allegedly just to keep everybody on track, but tell us what's going on. What's the latest 411?
Well, you know, I have to mention, you know, we look after the official birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King,
right,
that we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the hard work of Dr. King and many others, black, white, Hispanic, all different nationalities who fought and died so that this law could be in place. And we take it very, very seriously at the Fair Housing Center. And because the Fair Housing Act has the blood of Dr. King and many of those. Having said that, we are very, very aggressively working to make sure that not only we are able to enforce the law, but we're reaching out to housing providers, as we always have. We're reaching out to housing providers to make sure that they understand, you know, that this law is going to be taken very seriously, and those that don't understand it have to be able to garner as much information as possible. Because, you know, we're lovers. You know, we're lovers, not fighters, Alan. You know that.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask, what does the law actually say about discrimination? What is it in specific that they're doing?
Well, the Fair Housing Act prohibits housing discrimination based on race, color, national origin, religion, familial status. That means the presence of minor children under 18,
mm-hmm,
disability, and gender. And that is the Federal Fair Housing Act of the United States. In addition, what a lot of housing providers aren't aware of is that there are additional protections that were passed by our Bob Tommy County Board of County Commissioners years ago in their infinite wisdom to include marital status, age, keeping in mind you have to be 18 to sign a contract,
right.
But age, also sexual orientation,
right.
Gender identity or expression are protected in our county, as well as Broward and Dade too. And what we're finding is that many housing providers, though they are familiar with protections that are afforded under the federal law, are completely unaware of the local ordinances that are just as important, and that we will make sure that are enforced. So it's very important. We really appreciate the opportunity to come onto your show in order to get that information out. Unfortunately, there are some in our community who think that they can ask for kids' report cards.
Right.
And there are many who think that they can have your kids impose curfews or unreasonable rules and regulations regarding the use of the pool. And we still have communities that think that they are 55 and over communities, which can effectively limit the amount of time that children can stay and can visit their grandparents, usually up in 2 weeks. And they just say, well, we're housing for older persons, but they don't fall within any guidelines, which means that 80% of the occupied units have to be occupied by somebody 55 and over. Or you have, a proliferation, of course, being South Florida, of 62 and over communities. And the guidelines there say 100% of the occupied units have to be occupied by those 62 and over. So we're aggressively working, as I said before. We're reaching out. Of course, I was referencing the fair housing enforcement actions when it comes to Sonoma Bay, which is not far from your office.
Right.
The Sonoma Bay Homeowners Association, we filed a complaint with HUD, and we're moving forward.
You know, we talked about this before. Why in the world do people discriminate? In today's world, everybody knows what's going on. I mean, we're people. We're just living here. I mean, what brings about? Are they just trying to save a buck? Is that the deal? Or what is it really? Is just ignorance, maybe?
Alan, after having been in this business, a nonprofit working as a watchdog to make sure that our residents are protected, I still don't know, but all I can say is that we're going to aggressively make sure that either those who are in violation come into compliance, but also working with our local Realtors Association and our housing industry providers, our builders, who need to know information pertaining to a law that's been in place since 1988, and that's accessibility.
Right.
We have veterans coming in, unfortunately, not heroes, coming home with injuries that are catastrophic, and as well as citizens and residents who just need to be able to get through the door
right.
of the apartment.
Right.
Well, and these guidelines have been in place for so long that it's just incredible that we still have. And I noticed you mentioned a lot of the condo. You have new condo construction,
right.
And so much building going on, and that's great news. But what a lot of housing providers aren't aware of, it doesn't take not a penny more to build units that are accessible, that someone can get to the bathroom. I think that's very essential when you buy a condo. Or you're renting a condo or an apartment.
Well, maybe
at least if you're in a wheelchair, I think you should be able to get to the bathroom and enjoy the full enjoyment of the unit. And that's what we're pushing for. We're going to be testing all of these new developments to make sure they're accessible. And if they're not, then we want to come into compliance. But we would rather not have to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd rather get to them before. So we're offering free education and outreach to any new development or developers who are thinking about or in the process of building new, beautiful, developments in order that they save themselves the trouble of having to
redo it. They're going to have to do it anyway, right?
Absolutely. And that's when it costs, when you have to redo it.
Right.
Absolutely.
So better to do it right the first time. Maybe they should take a lesson from our old buddy Will Rogers. You know, he said, ignorance isn't what you don't know. Ignorance is what you do know that ain't so.
And, that's right.
Well, sure enough. And if they get it right the first time, why have to do it again, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you thought 62 and over. They have communities now that have 62 and over?
Yes, there's been a proliferation of 62 and over communities, Alan, because it's more people like me. You know, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet now. I still have a little bit of a half a decade to go almost. But, of course, people are living longer, and people have a right when they live in a 62 and over community and a 55 and over community, matter of fact, to, you know, not have to deal with my kids, you know, with future grandkids running around and stuff like that. So there are limitations that are legal that can be put in the rules and regulations and condo docs that if you do have someone visiting, your grandkids are visiting, they can only stay 2 weeks. And those are perfectly legal. Perfectly legal.
Good.
So if someone wants to do that, there's a legal way to do it. You have
Absolutely.
To make sure that every occupied unit has someone 62 and over living in it. You can't just say, we're 62 and over, and put up a sign. And a lot of places are doing that. A lot of places are saying we are a legal 55 and over community. So when you have people coming out of your first-time home buyer workshops, that you were advertising, and they go to look for nice, and many of these units are affordable, of course.
Right.
Nice, affordable housing. They're being told no children allowed.
Yeah, that's not right. Listen, we have to take a quick break. Would you hang around till after the break? I want to talk to you about your aunt and that story that that she experienced up in Tallahassee a while back.
And my uncle, too. I don't want to leave him out.
All right. Well, after we take a short pause for the cause, we'll be back with Vince Larkin. He is the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home.
I know a place to roam.
Ain't got no home.
I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Joining us on the phone right now is the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches. He's filed several discrimination suits in federal and local courts, all in the name of equality. Vince, thanks for hanging out through the break there.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely.
All right. So, you know what? Guess who just walked into the studio?
Who?
Surprise, Pat Tracy.
Hey,
hi, Pat. How are you doing?
How are you?
Hey, Vince. We so appreciate you coming on our show and giving all these great updates. It's so wonderful to hear
from you. It's an honor. Absolutely. I appreciate you giving us that opportunity. We really do.
And I heard the first part of what you said as I was coming in, and we wouldn't be here doing this show without Dr. Martin Luther King and all the work that he did. So we appreciate you bringing that up. And
you're welcome.
And I have a did you know question for you, Vince.
Okay.
Do you know who bailed Dr. Martin Luther King out of in his civil rights protest of 1963 when he was jailed?
I don't know. Who bailed him out?
This was so interesting to me, being a Charlotte girl originally, but Dr. Billy Graham. And they were long lifetime friends, and they held a revival together in New York City. I never knew this. And in fact, it was Graham that bailed him out in 63 when he was arrested. So I think that's...
that is awesome.
I thought it was awesome, too. And I think that, you know, with Dr. Graham suffering as he is right now, I think it's a wonderful thing to think about those two working together and all that Dr. King did to put us where we are today. So,
you know, you make a wonderful point, because when it comes to fair housing, it's not a partisan issue. It's not a Republican or Democrat issue or liberal conservative. It's an American issue.
Exactly.
And everybody agrees that everyone should be afforded the right and of choice to live in a nice, decent, safe, harmonious community.
Right, because we're all people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, except me.
And Vince,
I almost take it for a minute, too, but when my staff called me, what they called me the other day.
We want to hear about your own family experiences with that. So in honor of Martin Luther King's birthday and in honor of this oncoming week and Black History Month coming up, we want to hear about that again, if you would tell us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. As I came on previous shows and had the honor to do that, my family is deeply rooted in this struggle, as are many families, but uniquely to the point where the city of Tallahassee, back in September, I traveled to the city of Tallahassee. They commemorated a heritage walk. If you go to our Facebook page, you can take a look at it, and engraved are 50 names in gold footprints of individuals who participated in the Tallahassee bus boycott, which was the first student-led boycott. Many people think that North Carolina sit-ins were the first student-led boycott, but the first student-led boycotts were in Tallahassee at Florida A&M University, accompanied by members of students from Florida State, in fact, who participated in the sit-ins also. But that first student-led boycott of buses, my Aunt Wilhelmina Street, Wilhelmina Jakes, that's what many people will know her by, growing up in West Palm Beach, was instrumental when she was arrested about 6 or 7 months after Rosa Parks, her and a friend, Carrie Patterson, who is now deceased, God bless her, just refused to get off a bus, refused to move to the back of the bus when they were just going out shopping. And of course, none of us would even think now, even dream of that happening. Right. And they were arrested, and the students at Florida A&M University met. They were very, very upset, very angry, and they decided back in 1956 to boycott the bus system of Tallahassee, Florida.
Right. You know, Vince, you left out one little part. I read the story, and I found this very, very fascinating. When they were told to go to the back of the bus, they refused, and they said, "We'll leave the bus." And they said, "Okay, we'll leave. Give us back our dime. Cost 10 cents to ride the bus." Mm-hmm. And the bus driver refused to give them their money and then had them arrested.
Well, the amazing thing about that was they knew that he couldn't reach in there and do it. he just couldn't get his hand down there. And you know, one thing my aunt always talked about, and she's no longer here also, God bless her, is that they were just ordinary students. They didn't plan to do anything. They were just ordinary students that just wanted their rights secured. And so her name is engraved in that's one of the 50 footprints. But also my uncle William Larkins, and he was involved as the student president of Florida A&M University in the early 60s in a massive campaign to boycott Cafe buffets and lunch counters in Tallahassee, Florida. His name is already engraved. And he went to jail. Imagine going to jail because you just want to eat. He and four others, amongst many others, but he and four others spent 33 days in jail.
Yeah.
And one of the most interesting stories, and I'll show you the book, Alan, because I have a book about it, was that when they were in jail, of course, being harassed by many of the other guards who just were steeped in the ignorance of bigotry, one night, one of the guards came with his young boy, and they said they were just, all of a sudden they propped up because they knew, here we go again. Mm-hmm. We're going to get hit again. He's going to say, well, these no good people, look at them. But no, he actually said, son, look at these people. They're not criminals. They're doing something, and I can't quote exactly,
right,
but to the extent where they're doing something that is right. And one day, it's going to be a different country. And they said that empowered them. And the reason I tell that story is because it's people all over, some silent, some not, that are working with us as well as have worked in the past, who know the right thing and know that this is a movement for a positive change that's coming to this country. And is presently in our country, but also it's coming. And just like you can't, or I can't, or Pat, you can't go to the beach and stop that tide from coming in.
Right.
Now, many people think they can, but you can't stop the progression for righteousness that is engulfed in our country and also is moving forward. And that's why we're asking people, anyone that's living at Sonoma Bay, that was check your lease and see if you signed. Now, we know from our research, and also we continue to look on the website at the application, that there's a requirement that you supply your children's report cards.
Mm-mm-mm.
And if we're asking any of those who have signed that lease that they have opportunity to call the Fair Housing Center and file a complaint. That is an egregious infringement on the privacy of our children, as well as it's just one of the most in your face. I've never seen anything like it before.
Well, and it's terrible.
I'll tell you what, if they were looking at my report card, they wouldn't let me in either. Hey, Vince, we appreciate you coming on the show today. We didn't give your website out. I'd like to do that right now. If you'd like to take a look at what they're doing, it's the fairhousingflorida.com. That's fairhousingflorida.com. And the number to call is... go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sorry. You know, I filibuster so much. to follow us on Twitter at hashtag FHC, Fair Housing GPP. Yeah, Fair Housing GPP.
GPP?
Hashtag Fair Housing GPP to follow us on Twitter. And please go to that Facebook page. Go to that Facebook page, and you can see the Heritage Walk. And I did a little film presentation about the Heritage Walk and those heroes who are enshrined in there.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, not a problem. You're always welcome on the show. You know that we love the work you do. So, listen, Reach Radio Second State is about to launch, and after the news, we'll tell you about the Community Reinvestment Act and how it changed ownership and became affordable to those seeking the American dream of home ownership. But right now, let's check in with Steve Cody and find out what the rest of the headlines are. Steve, what do you got for us?
Thank you, Alan. Utah has quietly reduced homelessness by some 78%, and they're on track to end it by 2015. Now, Utah solved homelessness by giving people homes. That's right. In 2005, in Utah, they figured out that the annual cost of emergency room visits and jail stays for homeless people was about $17,000 per person, compared to $11,000 to provide each homeless person with an apartment and a social worker. So the state began giving away apartments with no strings attached. Each participant in Utah's Housing First program also gets a caseworker to help them to become self-sufficient, and they keep the apartment even if they fail. The program has been so successful that other states are now taking a look at it. The National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty and the National Coalition for the Homeless, using a survey and some anecdotal evidence, found that it's actually cheaper to give them a home than it is to criminalize. Housing is not only more humane, they say, it's also more economical. An estimated 44,000 homeowners received permanent loan modifications from mortgage servicers in the month of November under both proprietary servicer programs and the government's Home Affordable Modification Program, or HAMP. While that represents a 12% decrease in loan mods compared to October, the most recent data shows a steeper 20% decline in foreclosure sales and a 17% decline in foreclosure starts between October and November of last year. The 44,000 loan mods granted in November brings the total number to about 6.8 million since Hope Now began tracking back in 2007. Now, while the market still seems far from normal, it is inching towards normal, according to Zillow. Last year's skyrocketing home price appreciation, frenzied demand from investors, and a high tide of negative equity are all expected to subside somewhat this year. This, according to the real estate company. Nationally, home prices increased by 6.4% year to year in the fourth quarter, but the annual price gains are expected to fall to about 4.8% by the end of 2014. Mortgage rates have been rising, but the housing market doesn't seem to mind. In fact, several indicators have improved alongside rising rates, according to Housing Pulse Tracking Survey. The lending atmosphere is becoming friendlier, especially to first-time homebuyers. Simultaneously, the average time on market for a non-distressed property and the average sale-to-list price ratio both improved over the year in December, according to the same survey. Underwriters are getting a little looser at Fannie Mae and at Freddie Mac, as well as, according to Insider Mortgage Finance, the average credit score for loans in the fourth quarter was 743. That's down from 758 just a year earlier. The Housing Pulse Tracking Survey relies on input from 2,000 real estate agents each month, and they calculate their metrics on a three-month moving average. South Florida's rebounding condo market is showing no signs of slowing down. The three newly proposed condo towers in greater downtown Miami and Coral Gables have increased the total number of units announced in the market to more than 25,000. Including in the new announcement are towers that developers have proposed. There's a total of 46 condo towers with approximately 13,600 units in the greater downtown Miami market. In the previous condo boom, which started in 2003, developers delivered almost 49,000 units in the Tri-County region. The market remained stagnant after the real estate crash of 2007. However, as the boom era inventory dwindles in South Florida, the market is witnessing a push for new condo construction. Approximately 1,780 new condo units remain unsold in South Florida's seventh largest coastal markets from those delivered in the previous boom. This according to Condo Vultures report. And that is the news for this afternoon, Alan.
Wow. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. We're going to jump right into this week's Spotlight Home. Brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associate. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This property is located in Delray Beach. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath villa. It has new floors, new baths. It's a complete rehab from top to bottom. It has a living dining room, eat-in kitchen type deal with sliding doors that lead into the courtyard. It has a very large side yard private area with an extra enclosed room for the media people. It has a large attic with a workbench. This rehab includes everything. It has the new floors, it has a new air conditioner, it has new fans, new blinds, and the master bedroom has a walk-in closet. This property is located in the High Point of Delray. It's a nice community with lots of amenities, such as the pool, of course, tennis, picnic areas, and it's just 3 miles from the trendy downtown Delray Beach area. It's a cash or conventional loan only, but I'm sure they'll make you a sweet deal. All you need to do is call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. Don't call her now because she's sitting in the studio with us, and we don't want her phone to ring. So that again, is in the Delray Beach area. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath villa. Everything's been refurbed. It's brand new, and it's a great place to live. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information, please call her at 561-351-8000. Pat, you have your phone on vibrate, right?
Yes, I do, Alan. That's an over 55 community, just as Vince was talking about.
Right. So there you go. And now joining us in the studio, of course, is Pat Tracy. Thanks for coming in today and helping us out.
Great. Thank you, Alan, for having me. Excuse me. There are several things I wanted to cover today, and I want everybody that's listening that had their home foreclosed upon between 2008 and 2011 to just stop a minute, listen, because checks are being mailed out this week. And more than 700 Floridians who lost their homes during those years will start receiving $1,480 in checks next week as part of the landmark national mortgage settlement negotiated in 2012.
Mm.
Thanks. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the check distribution Friday, noting that the total payout statewide is $2.5 million. Borrowers had to apply to receive the money. Remember, so if your home was foreclosed between 2008 and 2011, don't throw those letters away. The last checks that came looked like a dunning bill or an advertisement, and people threw many of their checks away. This is $1,480, and it's by five banks that were in the settlement. It's Bank of America, Ally, Wells Fargo, Chase, and Citi. So if you had them for a mortgage and you were foreclosed upon between 2008 and 2011 and you applied for funding, you may be getting a check this week. And then here's a hot idea to do with it, Alan. I think if you have that money in your pocket, you're getting ready to file your tax returns, and now you have your tax refund in your pocket. And the new FHA plan that you have to be at least 1 year from foreclosure and rebuilt credit, you qualify. We give the class so that now you can go in and buy another home. You actually have your down payment from this refund and your tax refund. So we do the back to work class, and you can be back in your home before you know it.
How cool is that?
I think it's a great thing.
Well, now, when you say house has been foreclosed on, does that mean foreclosed, gone, you're out of it?
You're out of it.
All right, so they've actually taken.
It was repossessed or foreclosed upon in some way. You lost your home in 2008 to 2011.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, we have somebody over at Reach that's the master at saving that stuff, and that would be Wanda Camacho, right?
Yes. If you haven't lost it, talk to Wanda in our office, because she's certainly wonderful with helping you save your home. But if it's gone and you're getting this check, you have another opportunity to take that money and put it back into a home.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, I know for a personal reason, I've seen it happen. I've watched Wanda work. I don't know what kind of magic she has in her ink pen, but she really knows how to make things happen. And, you know, talking just about that, we have a home buyers class coming up. This January the 26th.
Sunday.
That's
tomorrow.
Sunday. Tomorrow.
1 to 7. Tomorrow afternoon at the Reach office, we will have a first-time home buyer class.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking to buy a home and you need a helping hand, then please plan to attend Reach's first-time home buyer workshop, again, coming up tomorrow, the 26th. Or it's every fourth Sunday of the month. It's from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Reach hosts their first-time homebuyer workshop at their home office at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. You know, when you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you will be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them at 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. Or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. And Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a useful tip. The first-time home buyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. We call it HUD's Second Chance Program. You know, if you haven't had a house in the last 3 years, they consider you to be a first-time home buyer. So there's really no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyers workshop. That's Sunday, January the 26th, tomorrow, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7. And REACH headquarters, again, are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's in the South Lake Shopping Center, about 1 mile south of North Lake Boulevard. To enroll, call them at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't reach out. Don't miss out. Reach out. I knew I'd get that straight. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Well, when we return, we will have Pat Tracy and some testimonials from folks who have received help from REACH in the past. So stay tuned. We're not going anywhere today.
Ain't got no home. I know baby.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy, working just as hard as we can for you, our listeners. Well, joining us in the studio today is Pat Tracy. She's the executive officer, and you probably have a couple other letters after your name there, right? You know, we have been talking to you folks for about 35 weeks now about what REACH can do and how we offer such great services. And the biggest problem that we've found so far, the feedback that we've received from you is, you just don't believe that we can do what we say we can do. And I can't believe that people, I mean, we can't say it and not lie about it. That's just not how we roll, I guess. But we do have a few letters of that some of the REACH clients have allowed us to read over the air. And Rick, our show producer, is here with a couple of those letters. What do you got, Rick?
These are really good letters from real people who have been helped by REACH. Charles Langford of Wellington says to Wanda Camacho, who is our great counselor,
right.
Dear Wanda, thank you to your expertise, knowledge, and dedication to positively reach the needs of your clients. My wife and I were able to save our home. Through the REACH organization, housing counselor Wanda Camacho, we were given a fresh start with a new home modification mortgage repayment plan. This new mortgage repayment plan lowered our monthly payment amount, and our delinquent payments were rolled over to the end of our original mortgage balance. Because of Wanda Camacho and REACH, we were able to avoid foreclosure of our home. This is one of the most important things that REACH does. Charles continues, thank you for your passion, commitment, and dedication to positively resolve our mortgage repayment dilemma. You and all the REACH organization representatives are to be commended. In addition, you're the most extraordinary group of folks that we have ever had the pleasure of working with during our ordeal in obtaining a home modification repayment plan. My sincere gratitude to you, Wanda Camacho, and kudos to the entire REACH organization staff. This is from Charles Langford of Wellington, a really nice, stirring letter showing what REACH can do. And most of this, Pat, check me on this, was done free of charge?
It was. All of the foreclosures are done free of charge.
Free of charge. So foreclosure help is available free from REACH. If you have reached out to other people and they say, okay, well, you'll have to give us $2,000 ahead of time so we can help you.
Red flag. Red flag.
Red flag. Don't do it.
And the reason we're able to do it free of charge is from congressional funding. So thank your congressman for funding for the National Foreclosure Prevention. attention.
Wow. Alan, do we have time for another a letter?
We do.
This is from a gentleman named Carlos, self-employed. He had a couple of car accidents, which caused him the loss of clients and business. Due to the loss of business, he contacted an attorney who informed him that the judge refused to postpone the sale date of his house, September 6th. There was nothing else they could do to save him from foreclosure. On July 8th, he reached out to Reach, and after getting all the support documents from Carlos, on August 7th, the counselor contacted Aquin. Thank you. O-C-W-E-N. Aquin Loan Servicing, and submitted all the documentation for review. On the 26th of August, Reach received a call from the home preservation specialist with great news for Carlos. He was approved for a HAMP trial payment of $744.09 for the months of October, November, and December. Carlos was informed by the Reach counselor, and he was absolutely excited beyond belief. Also informed that the sale for September 6th was postponed. The next day, Carlos called Reach, very nervous because he'd been told by someone that it was very likely the home would still go to foreclosure. So the counselor assured him that she was going to reach out to the lender's attorney to ensure the sale date was postponed. On the 29th of August, Reach received a copy of the HAMP trial modification paperwork. A great incentive has been presented to Carlos. He would also be eligible for a huge principal forgiveness on a deferred basis. So long as the modified loan remains in good standing, Aquin will forgive $161,280 of the principal balance of his loan each year for the first 3 years.
Woohoo! How much was that again, Rick?
Yes, Aquin will forgive $169,280 of the principal balance of his loan each year for the first 3 years. This is a principal reduction of over $500,000 on a loan balance of approximately $700,000. Carlos appeared in court on September 4th. There was an order issued to cancel the foreclosure sale date. Professional and dedicated counselors from Reach are here to help you. Spread the word. Call them now. Carlos lost hope, and Reach helped him out to save his house, stand back, and pay his mortgage. Congratulations to Carlos. Thank you to Reach. And again, free. This was done at no charge. No charge.
Yep. When you hear those attorneys say you need to give me a little down payment to get started, like we said, red flag, red flag. You know, give you the number for Reach again, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. Call them you call today, make sure you press zero so you don't get into that eternal loop. Pat, it's great to have you in the studio, and I know we had a lot of things to talk about today. Vince was absolutely right on spot. And sometimes I just wonder what goes on in people's heads and why they can't get it. But the most amazing thing to me, you know, we had Haepin Im, the Korean lady, on a few shows ago. She said the exact same thing from California. People just didn't believe that they could do what we say we can do. Why do you think that is?
Well, excuse me, Alan. I've got this cold. I think because they've been so troubled and they've gone through it for so very long that they almost lose hope. That's what we hear from everyone, until we can come in with a breath of fresh air and help them save their homes.
We call that breath of fresh air Wanda Camacho.
Well, we have a bunch of good counselors there. I have to tell you, Wanda's customers have written letters, but we have several that work day in and day out to help these individuals. So we're very thankful to have a dedicated staff.
Yep, we can do what we say we do. We wouldn't be on the radio here talking to you about it. We're just trying to help people out. And like you said, we're troubled, we're worried, the economy doesn't look good, everything's shaky. Who gives stuff away?
Well, Alan, let me throw something else out to you. We were talking just a few moments ago before the show started about CRA.
That's right.
And you were saying that there were certain thoughts that banks would go forward with CRA without being that being mandated.
Yeah, there were some reports that people said that they probably would do it anyway.
Well, I want you to think back to what Vince said. Why are people still discriminating when there is a law against it?
Right.
So you don't know the whys. You just know that they weren't doing it before. And without those demands, it is our belief that they would not continue. So we're very thankful for those laws that people gave their lives for to be put in place so that we could have equal housing in this country.
That's right. And we have plenty of houses in this area. We have plenty of properties. You know, REACH has... What are we up to in our property bank now?
Well, we keep giving them out to clients, so we're running down a little bit, but we continue to take those down. In fact, we're very fortunate. We checked today on a possible donation from Chase Bank, so we're very thankful to have that going for us. Now, you did have some other comments on CRA.
We know that we were going to go into a little bit of the history of it. Perhaps we'll carry this on to another show. But it was brought in. Actually, the first one was brought up about 1887. So people were thinking about it. But it took from 1887 right up to 1977 when Jimmy Carter signed the act. And we started putting people in homes. And it was I say it's a good thing. We want to have a little controversy here, and there were some folks that didn't believe, maybe some of those folks that don't believe that we can do what we can do, and they just didn't believe that it would work or that it would help. But you're right. Unless people are, you know, held under the thumb, they may not follow through. So we make sure that they do.
Well, I mean, you have to look at they're motivated by dollars, and right. CRA doesn't bring a lot of dollars into a bank. So I don't know how they would do it otherwise. Now, there was an article in the paper today that you might want to look at if you've got the Palm Beach Post, and it's foreclosure judges rip banks at the forum. And there was a local forum with the judges, and they essentially said that when the banks get before them, they are just not ready. And they just have to keep putting off what they're doing, that either due to extensive regulation, which that's put in to protect the individual,
right,
or the other things, the bank just comes before them not ready. And so that, again, is making about 19. They said Palm Beach County has nearly 19,000 pending foreclosure cases before them. And that's a 30% reduction from what they had. But those people still, when the attorneys get up, the judges aren't confident about claiming to take the home because the paperwork's not prepared as it should be from the bank. So right.
Maybe that's because they're so overwhelmed with the amount of foreclosures that we have.
That's what they say, that they just don't have the manpower to continue to do that. So it's an excellent, excellent article, and we're thankful.
Very good. Well, thanks for stopping by today. And folks, thank you for taking your time and spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank all the guests that were on the show. And again, thanks, Pat, for stopping by. And remember to check out our website at reachradioshow.com. You can hear some of our past shows and find out what we've been talking about for the last 35 weeks. So again, the phone number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We will see you next Saturday live from noon to 1.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.